Okay, so imagine not being able to binge watch Netflix. Well, many rural areas in Michigan, they don't have access to high-speed internet service. Folks in Linden Township near Ann Arbor want to change that. They are so frustrated, they might tax themselves on Tuesday's election to fix it. Michigan Radio's Tyler Scott reports.
Bart and Mary Beth Hammer live on a lake in Linden Township north of Chelsea. They've got a beautiful home with a great view, but their internet connection would drive most city folk insane.
You can get a satellite dish, but it's so slow, and you only get a small amount of data that you can't stream anything. So if you want to do any streaming, you cannot do it.
In Linden Township, even downloading an email attachment can be a pain. There aren't many companies providing high-speed internet without expensive data caps. People end up paying big bucks for internet that's just so-so.
I'm paying multiple hundreds of dollars a month for the cellular access that I get that does not meet my needs. And my situation is not unique.
Ben Feinman also lives in Linden Township.
It's disheartening when I see the opportunities that are being missed in our communities that don't have any connectivity.
A couple of years ago, Ben and some other people started a group called Michigan Broadband Cooperative to do what the internet companies won't, bring high-speed internet to their neighborhood.
We found a whole lot of pent-up demand and frustration. People's frustration has just been growing with the increasing inability to participate in modern society.
They've been working for about 2 years. They sent out surveys and got the township to pay for a feasibility study and eventually to put the issue on the ballot. Mark Kieser is the Linden Township supervisor. He's sitting in a cafe drinking a latte.
Us as a local township board, we just fostered it along the way. But it is pretty much a grassroots effort.
There's still a lot of details that have to be worked out. But on August 8th, Linden Township voters will have this basic choice.
Yeah, what they're going to decide for is it's a broadband network, and the infrastructure that will be installed is fiber optics. So it'll be fiber optics to each and every home throughout Linden Township. And the price of that is 2.9 mils of taxable value per parcel.
And that's for the next 20 years. A home with a taxable value of, say, $100,000 will pay a little less than $300 a year in taxes, plus a monthly fee for internet service. In theory, people will be paying at least a comparable amount for internet that's way better. Kieser says he knows it's a project that will help the community, but
we don't particularly want to build a network in our township. We would rather it be privatized and be like everybody else, but that's not a reality for us here in Linden Township.
Linden Township wouldn't be the first local government in Michigan to take the issue into their own hands. Sebewing, Michigan, built a fiber-to-the-home network through its city utility company a few years ago. But Linden Township would be doing it a little differently, likely building the raw infrastructure, then partnering with a private company to actually come in and provide the service and maintain the network. There seems to be a lot of public support from people like the Hammer family, who are sick of shoddy internet.
Yeah, we'll definitely vote yes, and we'll also, you know, if it comes through, we'll be paying to whatever it costs to make it happen.
If the proposal passes, it'll take about a year and a half to build the network. Then people in Linden Township will finally be able to tell you about it on Facebook. For Michigan Radio, I'm Tyler Scott.